seed meditation. We place before us a small seed from a plant, starting with this insignificant thing. The point will be to think the right thoughts intensively, and by means of these thoughts to develop certain feelings. First, we must establish what we are really seeing with our eyes. We describe to ourselves the form, colour, and other properties of the seed. Then we ponder the thought, this seed, if planted in the ground, will grow into a complex plant. We visualize the plant, we make it present to and in us, we build it up in imagination. Then we think, what I now visualize in my imagination, forces of earth and light, will later in reality draw forth from this small seed. But if this were an artificial seed, an artificial copy so perfect that my eyes could not distinguish it from a real seed, then no forces of earth and light would ever be able to draw forth such a plant from it. If we can clearly form this thought and bring it to life within us, then we will be able to form the next thought easily and with the right feeling. Within the seed already lies concealed what, as the force of the whole plant, later grows out of it. The artificial copy of the seed has no such force. Yet, to my eyes, both seeds look the same. Therefore, the real seed contains something invisible that is absent in the copy. Thoughts and feelings should now focus on this invisible reality. We must imagine that this invisible force or reality will, in the course of time, change into the visible plant whose colour and form we will be able to see before us. We should hold the thought, the invisible will become visible. If I were unable to think, then what later becomes visible could not announce itself to me now. It is important to emphasize that whatever we think, we must also feel with intensity. Meditative thoughts need to be experienced calmly and peacefully. No other thoughts should distract us. Time should be allowed for both the thought and the feeling united with it to penetrate the soul. It's from How to Know Higher Worlds by Rudolf Steiner.